I read the readings yesterday before I went to sleep, and for some reason, all of a sudden, sometime in the middle of the night, I kind of woke up and I said, oh, dang it, it's a good idea, and I have to write it down, but I didn't want to turn on the light and write it down, so I said, perhaps I will remember it. And what really struck me in the first reading today, you know, how the disciples rejoiced when they were able to suffer for God. Wow, it's amazing. It's amazing. And it testified to this faith, the faith of the resurrected Christ. And Pope Benedict XVI wrote numerous writings on this, that the encounter of St. Paul, as well as the encounter of the apostle of the resurrected Christ, was a personal encounter. They knew Christ. And that's why Christ, not as an ideology, not Christ as doctrinal, but Christ as a person, a personal, intimate, and loving knowledge of Christ. That because of that knowledge, they're able to suffer for someone, not something. This is the distinguish between us, that our faith is not just a faith or a religion or a way of life that is based on something. It's based on the knowledge and love of someone, God, and Christ, who has been sent to live among us, to live among us in all things but sin itself. The falling in love with someone that give us the power to embrace all pains and sufferings. Which lead us toward the second lesson that we can learn from the first reading today. The lesson of time and how to respond with time. When you and I go to Home Depot or Lowe's right now, we see a lot of beautiful flowers, but they're all annuals, or they're all seasonal, meaning that they're sold to be put for a short time, to beautify for a short time. And then we throw them out and change them for a new season, for a new year. You know, we're a throwaway culture. And yet, Gamaliel today teaches us that with all things in this life, we need time to see whether it is the truth or not. That's why the flowers that I buy for the church, or the flowers that I try to purchase, are perennial, so that they come after year and year. Perhaps I'm cheap, but I think that the flowers should not just to be used for an occasion or a season and to be thrown out. Life should be able to give itself from year to year. And this is what life is about for us as Christian, not just for a moment in time, but perennial, forever, everlasting, eternal. Life in the Lord Jesus. And that's why we will hear a lot of false prophets, people who will say that I have the truth, I have a revelation from God, or I am the prophet to come. And we will see a lot of false people claiming themselves to be Christ or having a revelation from God. But with time, we will see the fruits that will come from it. That's why the church is very hesitant and very slow to declare a miracle or to declare something as authentic. That the church wants to give it time to see the real intention behind it. Time will reveal the truth. Time will reveal whether things are seasonal, trendy, temporary, or they're everlasting, forever, or perennial. And that's why it's important for us to recognize that. And what we're willing to sacrifice in order to live for someone who is eternal, who loves us with that everlasting love. Christ Jesus himself, the one who fed us, that just as we have heard in the gospel, not with the abundance of whatever we want, but to give us enough to eat. You see, the small details in the gospel reading, they had their fill, but they never took anything extra away. Jesus fed them according to what they need, so that they have their fill, but never anything extra. Oftentimes we come to God and we expected extras. We want more and more and more. But God will give us our fill each day. And Jesus today very clearly know that when people have their fill, they want it. They want to make him into a king that will feed them forever. They want him to be a socialistic king that feed them free bread forever, free food forever. He's not interested in that. He wants their love. He wants to use the sign of the multiplication of bread to lead them to an everlasting truth, which is John 6, we will hear the bread of life discourse, his own body, his blood for eternal life. So all the readings today are so rich in meanings, but we have to remember, is our faith authentic? Is our faith personal? Is our faith based on that personal encounter with the Lord Jesus, that we're willing to suffer and to bear trials for his love? And is our faith is allowed to be grown through time and to come to fruition? And is our faith is able to trust in what God will provide for us each day beyond our understanding, beyond our quantifiable means? Is our faith in the everlasting, perennial, and never-changing love of God? Or is it still in this world?